door. They're going to drag race about six car lengths behind Allmendinger. Good battle for second. Headed to you, Patton, 12.
Van Ginsbergen to the inside. Larson out to the outside here. Driver's left. And then Ginsbergen is going to work to the inside of 12. He's going to take that spot away. Larson's got to be careful because Ty Gibbs is all over him. Up front, A.J. Allmendinger rounds turn 13. Ginsbergen about two car lengths behind. Then it's Larson. Then it's Ty Gibbs. Then Austin Hill right in this mix as well. Once again, here's Allmendinger, about a four-car lead as he heads to the bridge.
Big, long 180-degree right-hander as they go around the observation tower. A.J. Allmendinger comfortably leading the way. Shane Van Ginsbergen behind him. The big pressure right now is for third. Right now, Kyle Larson has it. Ty Gibbs wants it. Gibbs starts to set up to his outside as they head to the left-hander of turn number 19. He'll get right on his back bumper. Not going to let him go away. But now here comes maybe a battle for fourth with Austin Hill on the final corner.
Ryan Sieg has spun. Leaders coming by. Allmendinger, then Van Ginsbergen. Great battle for third. Larson, Gibbs, Austin Hill behind them. Three wide. Parker Kligerman trying to lead that pack up to turn one.
The College Chevrolets easily outdistancing their competitors in turn number one. The fight is for third. A wrap on the back bumper of Kyle Larson in the form of Ty Gibbs. Now Austin Hill goes to the outside of Gibbs as they head toward the pedestrian bridge.
But Gibbs closes the door down the hill into the S's where they've got to get single file and stay on the track. There's also been a big time battle in that sixth position. Stanley Smith got three of Parker Kligerman and Chandler Smith as out front. It's still Allmendinger.
Clear sailing for Allmendinger. Van Ginsbergen as they start to climb the hill. Kyle Larson, Ty Gibbs not far behind now. It's Austin Hill trying to make some noise at the end of this race and get as close as we've seen him to Ty Gibbs in this race. Sammy Smith holding up the line just behind him.
Yeah, that's a good point, Alan. We haven't talked a lot about Austin Hill, the winner at Daytona and Atlanta, one of the best super speedway racers in this sport, but showing that he's got a knack for road racing, running in the top five. He's watching a great battle for third take place about two car lengths ahead of him. It's between Ty Gibbs and Kyle Larson. Gibbs gave Larson a shot to the shorts at the exit of turn number 11. Now they'll do a little drafting as they battle inside the top five into turn 12.
Here comes the battle for the lead. Once again, A.J. Allmendinger has it. Van Ginsbergen would like to take it away into 12, tightly together. They race now uphill into turn number 13. A.J. to the outside now, brings that car back to the right hard. Van Ginsbergen is right there, slides a little bit into the corner, stays on his bumper. Two car link separation down to one car link. A.J. Allmendinger with a mirror full of Shane Van Ginsbergen.
Here come the leaders, teammates at College Racing and both road race veterans. A.J. Allmendinger has it. Shane Van Ginsbergen right on his back bumper now. Allmendinger able to pull away. Van Ginsbergen gets a little bit loose in turn number 17. Now they head down to turn 19. That allows A.J. Allmendinger to once again pull away from the lead. Van Ginsbergen is not going to give up as they climb the hill toward turn number 20.
Sammy Smith spun out on the race course. A lot of smoke trailing from that race car.
He's got problems, Doug. He's trying to work his way over here. It looks like he may have broken something in that rear suspension of that car. So he heads towards the pit road at this point.
Car stops smoking. The leaders are back up in turn one. It's still Allmendinger being chased by Shane Van Ginsbergen.
In stage one, Allmendinger was the pursuer. Get Van Ginsbergen the pursue. Now that role reversal has taken place. Four car lengths separate those two teammates.
And they've got about a seven car length lead on third place. Kyle Larson, who fellow Cup driver Ty Gibbs sits there in fourth as they're trying to figure out their last ways to plot their ways toward the front. Allmendinger by a car length lead exiting turn number six over second place SVG.
The right turn of turn six into the slower left turn for A.J. Allmendinger up the hill toward turn the slow turn eight where they cut it so close it kicks all that dirt up. Drivers getting more courageous throughout the day, but still a big gap between A.J. Allmendinger, Shane Van Ginsbergen, and then a far gap back to Larson.
Yeah, back down the hill. The gap back to third place running Kyle Larson is a healthy 12 car lengths for Shane Van Ginsbergen, who has a target put right on the back of his teammate Chevrolet of A.J. Allmendinger, leaving turn 11. They're separated by just a couple car lengths. Got a monster tire rub on the left front of Chandler Smith's Toyota. He had a really good day early on, but he's got a ton of damage limping that car out of turn 11. In fact, Pat, some of the racing towards the rear of the field, the elbows have gotten wide. We got a lot of banged up race cars here nearing the finish of this race.
Speaking of banging, we're going to do that right now between Kyle Larson and Ty Gibbs. Man, they got after it going into 12. battle up front tightens up between the leader, A.J. Allmendinger, and SVG. SVG almost got a spot there as he walked into 15. Great battle, though, for second or for third, fourth, and fifth. Once again, Brad, here comes Van Gisbergen working to the inside Allmendinger.
Here we go. Last time Van Gisbergen got loose around this section of racetrack, all the way around this long right-hand three-section part of the racetrack, 16, 17, 18. Less than a half a car length separate the leaders. Now they go down the hill. A.J. Allmendinger is going to have to get hard on the brakes going into the left-hander of turn 19. Van Gisbergen now drives right to his back bumper. He'll look to his inside on turn number 20.
Fierce battle for the lead here, coming up with just nine laps to go. It's A.J. Allmendinger leading Shane Van Gisbergen. Allmendinger will hold the lead as they head down the front stretch and up toward turn one.
Van Gisbergen, the last few laps, has had an opportunity to be the pupil and learn from the master, A.J. Allmendinger, who's almost unbeatable here at COTA. It is now Van Gisbergen who's the one that's really putting the heat on the aforementioned A.J. Allmendinger.
They exit turn number two. Allmendinger with a car length lead there, pulling away for the third place battle as Gibbs has gotten around Larson. Allmendinger into turn four, up and down the hill, down to second gear. Van Gisbergen trails behind, gets a little bit better through those S's and catches up to him, Alec Cabana, as they come to turn seven.
Yeah, it's a slower section, but it is a busy section with a lot going on here. They're climbing the hill. A.J. Allmendinger taking a different approach into turn eight right now. It allows Shane Van Gisbergen to close in and get just on the outside, but they turn back down the hill closer than ever. Van Gisbergen on the bumper.
Boy, he is on the bumper. Exiting turn number 10. Both of those white cars look like one as they nose towards me in turn 11, and Van Gisbergen's going to take a look. They'll go door to door in turn 11. Shane Van Gisbergen going to make his car as wide as possible. He'll make A.J. Allmendinger crack the throttle and kick up a little dirt, and Shane Van Gisbergen has the lead. But can he hold it down the back straightaway? Allmendinger in pursuit, doing a little drafting pad into turn 12.
It's a battle at COTA, but it may also be a battle for who is king of the road right now. Van Gisbergen has got that spot. A.J. Allmendinger watching his bumper as they work the 13. Here comes A.J. Dives to the inside. He'll get a fender alongside Van Gisbergen. Once again, Van Gisbergen works better to the outside, retains that lead spot. Down into 15. A.J. to the outside. Van Gisbergen slides up just a little bit. A great battle here towards the bridge, Brad.
They're going to have to dance around these next three corners. The right-handers of 16, 17, and 18. A.J. Allmendinger still on the back bumper of Shane Van Gisbergen. Allmendinger slides the nose a little bit. He'll lose ground to his teammate Van Gisbergen, headed down the hill into turn number 19. Here goes SVG, a little bit loose in turn number 19, still able to keep the car underneath him as they head to the left-hander of turn 20.
Now let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi.
Matt Colick has to be the most nervous guy on the property right now. He's got to be thrilled his two guys are out front, but Doug, he's also got to be concerned that they do not take each other out.
For sure, and right now, SVG has elbowed A.J. Allmendinger out of the lead. It's two car lengths as we go down to turn four, then the left-hander in turn five, and a hard right at turn number six. Shane Van Gisbergen to the lead as he did that in the last lap.
For the first time in a long time, SVG is the one leading the way up the hill. We'll see what this slow turn into the dirty turn eight does for SVG. He's able to pull away just a slight bit from A.J. Allmendinger as they go back down the hill on the paved new path to this track.
Yep, one lap ago, it was down here in turn 11 where Shane Van Gisbergen set up A.J. Allmendinger and outbroke him down in the hard left-hander. A.J. Allmendinger trying to replicate that move. He'll get to within about a half a car length. Those two chase out of turn number 11 with about an eight-car length advantage over third-place running Ty Gibbs in his all-black Toyota. But up front, it's the colleague Chevrolet's Allmendinger giving chase to Van Gisbergen.
Yeah, it is at this time A.J.'s job to chase the rabbit, and the rabbit is Shane Van Gisbergen right now with about a three-car length lead as he works his way into 12. A.J.'s car not getting the grip that he wants off the corner, exiting the corner, and that's giving Van Gisbergen a much better launch into these turns. Right now works his way through 14, down to 15. AJ, 4 car lengths back, another 8 to 9 car lengths back to Ty Gibbs as they race to the bridge.
Won't be too long before the leaders run into some lap traffic. That would be Jeb Burton, who is about 15, 20 car lengths ahead of Shane Van Gisbergen. But I'll tell you what, the two leaders also not pulling away. Ty Gibbs running in third. He's going to become a part of this picture. Kyle Larson running in fourth. You've got Austin Hill running in fifth. Van Gisbergen now pulling away a little bit from A.J. Allmendinger as they make the left-hander onto the front stretch.
7 laps to go. 3 cars within a second of each other. Shane Van Gisbergen, A.J. Allmendinger, and Ty Gibbs has fought up to be running a close third.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
This is NASCAR racer Michael Waltrip with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. I'm inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. This NASCAR season, me and Echo Park will be arriving to the tracks early to meet fans over a cup of coffee and check out some of their cars. Plus, you can win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Talk about a whole new meaning to pre-race jitters. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. That's what our race broadcast is today. Protect your home and auto, save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. Next time by 6 to go in the Focused Health 250, Shane Van Gisbergen trying to hold off his colleague racing teammate, A.J. Allmendinger. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Corn. It's everything to Wisconsin's corn growers. It's food, it's feed, it's fuel. The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association gives members a strong and unified voice at the state and federal level. As a member, you'll have a seat at the table on issues impacting farms like yours. Help support our industry by becoming a Wisconsin Corn Growers Association member today at wicorn.org. Our state, our fields, our corn.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
While we were away, Shane Van Gisbergen has pulled out and increased his lead the last time by the start-finish line, showing just 6 laps to go. Mark, it's almost up to a 2-second advantage. He is in really good shape right now, but we do have a stalled car out on the racetrack. That's Patrick Gallagher, but he's fired up, and he's going to rejoin the battle. Let's go down to Windy.
The 16, just a few laps ago when he got passed by Shane Van Gisbergen, said that there was no rear grip in the race car. He said, get the tires ready. I flat spotted the tires. We believe it happened around turn 8 as he was battling for that lead right now. A.J. Allmendinger just said, what did you do to the car? It is terrible. And they said they took air out of both rear tires. With 6 laps to go, they're just telling A.J. to hold his pace and try to hold on to his race car the best he possibly can. Heather DeBow.
And Wendy, there's a similar situation going on with Larson, who's running in the 5th position. He just came over the radio and told his team that he as well flat spotted those tires. So the team is leaving it up to him on whether or not to pit if it's bad enough. So we'll keep an eye on the 5 to see if he has to come in for tires.
Well, the only reason Kyle Larson is here, Mark, is to win the race. There's no points or anything for him. So if he can't win, there's not a big risk reward for Kyle Larson.
Oh, absolutely not. And again, he's had an amazing batting record, if you will. He's run 12 Xfinity races since 2018, one half It doesn't look like he's going to win for a seventh time over that period, but he's had a good run today.
All right, Mark, we flip-flop back and forth on this, but we have communicated directly with NASCAR, and they have told us that Riley Herbst is now credited with winning Stage 2 because the penalty came on the lap coming back to the line, and Brandon Jones will get no points for that. We have now 5 laps to go, and our leader is up in turn 1. That's Shane Van Gisbergen.
Allmendinger came in 7th in points. His young teammate Van Gisbergen, 14th. Both stand to make significant gains because the two guys behind them no longer are in this series. So out of turn number 2 now, Van Gisbergen continues to extend his lead.
And what Allmendinger in second place by 2.5 seconds is hoping is that SVG uses up his stuff and Allmendinger can overcome these flat spotted tires and the adjustment on the car. But as SVG pulls away at turn 6, Allmendinger's just exiting turn 5.
That's a big hope, Doug, because the more I watch Shane Van Gisbergen go through these technical parts of the track, the smoother he seems to get as this race goes on. Going through that dirty turn 8 right now, a little wiggle, but not too bad at all as he goes back down the hill, seemingly growing the lead on AJ Allmendinger.
Yeah, Alan, and the more I watch AJ Allmendinger, the more you can tell that he is struggling, and thus I think Shane Van Gisbergen probably knows I don't need to push, I don't need to use up the tires here in the closing laps, because Allmendinger certainly doesn't have the pace. Ty Gibbs trying to run Allmendinger down for that second spot. Then it's about 15 car lengths back. Austin Hill, the driver from Georgia, he's gotten around Kyle Larson as Larson continues to struggle. Leader back into turn 12.
Yeah, the leader's back in turn 12, watching Parker Kligerman out there because he is racing for something back there in about the 6th or 7th spot. And Kyle Larson is the next man that he's got to get around of. Here's Van Gisbergen, though, 13, making the hard right-hand corner, lets the car drift out, pulls it back tight for the 14, setting up for turn number 15. Long way back to AJ Allmendinger. Ty Gibbs is there, but as I said, Kligerman trying to work his way up to be in a fight with Larson down here in 15.
SVG hoping this race stays green all the way to the end. He arcs it through this 3 right-hand turn section of 16, 17, and 18. Good gap on AJ Allmendinger. Ty Gibbs about the same gap back in the 3rd spot. Then it's Austin Hill and Kyle Larson. As Pat mentioned, though, Parker Kligerman, stage 1 winner, starting to make up a little bit of ground on Kyle Larson. Maybe hoping for a top 5 here today. Leaders coming up the hill to the final turn, number 20, before hitting the front stretch.
We'll go commercial free the rest of the way, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Out front right now and continuing to pull away, Rob Albright, it's Shane Van Gisbergen.
So got some work to do on his oval track race crap, but he certainly has this car on this type racetrack figured out. Doug Turnbull as he heads to turn 3.
He does, and he goes downhill, and he's no reason to push the track limits here as he goes right over the rumble strips at turn number 3. And even that battle toward the back of the top 5 that had Larson, Kligerman, and Austin Hill has kind of settled out as Austin Hill's pulled away in the 4th position. Hill going right now through turn 5 and through turn 6 as SVG continues to lead.
A lot of space in between these top few cars. It's all about just going mistake-free as Shane Van Gisbergen gets through turn 8 in the dirt. So does AJ Allmendinger, Ty Gibbs. The 21 of Austin Hill locks it up just a little bit with Kyle Larson in pursuit, but nothing major yet here in my section, Nick.
And here comes Shane Van Gisbergen. He keeps the right side Goodyear tires off of the rumble strips. Nice, smooth angle into the corner. Puts the power down exiting turn number 11. Everything nice and smooth as the advantage is 12 to 15 car lengths over A.J. Allmendinger. Allmendinger's refound a little bit of pace as he's able to hold off a pretty nice lead over Ty Gibbs, who runs in third, but Shane Van Gisbergen doing a great job here in the closing laps, Pat.
Yep, SVG all the way through turn 12 now, works his way up to 13, will make the right-hander there. AJ Allmendinger maintaining as good a pace as he can to try to keep the leader in sight. Ty Gibbs also about 9 to 10 car lengths back behind AJ Allmendinger. Kligerman trying his best to get up here and get into the fight with Kyle Larson and with Austin Hill, not having much luck at that. Here's the leader once again under the bridge.
Best thing Shane Van Gisbergen can do is stay smooth. He does it through this section of racetrack, 16, 17, and 18. Real easy part of the course to get a little bit loose on that right-hander. He's able to set up turn 19 very well. cuts the corner to the inside.
Trouble down here in turn 11, guys. Ed Jones, the former IndyCar driver, got punted down here in turn 11. He looped it around, waited for the entire field to go by, and it looks like, though, he's killed the engine and is not able to get that car refired for Sam Hunt Racing. It's going to bring out a yellow here at Circuit of the Americas.
Just the third yellow flag in the Focused Health 250. When they go by the line, there's going to be only three to go as the leader has passed by. So, Doug, it looks like we're going overtime.
Well, they've got to come around. Yes, we'll get a little bit of extra racing. Last thing that Shane Van Gisbergen wanted to see was a yellow. It's the only one for cause today, and it's for Ed Jones getting turned around out on the course.
Had a picture of Shane Van Gisbergen's wife on top of the pit box. She didn't show any emotion, but she got down. You could tell, like, are you kidding me, was kind of the body language. Tough break right now for Shane Van Gisbergen. Again, he has shown the most muscle, Doug. He had been the fastest car, according to electronic timing from NASCAR. Allmendinger second. Even in those closing laps, they were still the two fastest cars, but Van Gisbergen clearly had Allmendinger covered. Now, brand new ball game.
Yep, re-rack him and go to NASCAR overtime here for the only yellow flag of the day. As he said, part-time IndyCar driver Ed Jones made a start last year, I think, at the Indianapolis 500, and from the United Arab Emirates. So we've got a driver today in the field from Russia. We have got a New Zealander who is leading the race and a citizen of the United Arab Emirates. And Brad Perez has a strong background. His parents are from Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, and he's a first-generation American.
Have you forgotten our Canadian, Alex LeBay?
I did. So,
yeah,
big international flavor here today.
Oh, Canada.
Okay, please, you know, have respect for our neighbors to the north, Mark. Please don't do that. You're gonna start an international incident here if you're not careful. All right, so we've had some really good racing. I feel like this has been an entertaining race. I know some. I have a feeling there will be a lot of discussion about running out of bounds and shortcutting this race. I just have a feeling that's going to be a huge discussion point with the car owners, the crew chiefs, and the drivers before we get down to business tomorrow.
Doug, on a course like this, it is so inviting to try to cut it. In F1 racing, they have the same issues, overdoing the track limits. It's something they get caught on all the time, especially at a track like this one, Circuit of the Americas. And I think, again, I think this is an eye-opening moment for the drivers tomorrow. They see how serious NASCAR is about this, and usually sometimes they get scared straight when they see some of this kind of thing, and we'll have to see how it works out tomorrow.
Well, while we've got a pause in the action here for the first caution for cause today, let's take you through a full-field rundown after we check in on pit road with Brett McMillan.
Well, first of all, guys, when they saw the 24 car spin on the big monitor down here in the pit of Shane Van Gisbergen, the crew started yelling, "Go! Go! Go!" So you can imagine they didn't want to see the caution either. But his crew chief, Bruce Schlicker, came on the radio and said, "Look, we're in good shape. We got plenty of fuel. We're good until the third green-white checker. So just do what you do. We're in good shape."
NASCAR out there putting the stay dry down on the racetrack where Ed Jones dropped some fluid onto the speedway. So that's going to take a little bit of time to clean it up because you got to drop it down. And then you take the Elgin sweeper truck out there and vacuum it up. Let's give you the rundown here with five laps to go as we're under the yellow flag here at the tail end of this race. It'll be Shane Van Gisbergen, the leader. A.J. Allmendinger is second. Then third is Ty Gibbs. Austin Hill is fourth. Kyle Larson, fifth. Parker Clinton. Ligerman 6th, Sam Mayer has fought his way back up to 7th. Justin Allgaier is 8th, 9th, Picole Custer, and Sage Karam is 10th.
Jesse Love, 11th, 12th, Parker Retzlaff, Riley Herbst is 13th. John Hunter Nemechek, 14th, 15th is going to be Austin Green. A great job by that young driver today. Alex LeBay, 16th, 17th, Kyle Weatherman, Leland Honeyman Jr., 18th, 19th, Josh Balicki, Brandon Jones in 20th.
Brandon Poole will be 21st, 22nd is going to be Danny Kevitt, and 23rd, it's Brad Perez. Jeremy Clements rides 24th, 25th to Anthony Alfredo. Blaine Perkins is 26th, Ryan Ellis, 27th. R.C. Enerson will be 28th, 29th is Ryan Sieg. Haley Deegan is 30th.
31st is Patrick Gallagher. Berger, Chandler Smith in 32nd, 33rd, Ed Jones, Jeb Burton 34th, 35th, Sheldon Creed. Sammy Smith is out. He'll get credit today for 36th. Also out these next two drivers, Ty Dillon will wind up 37th, Josh Williams in 38th.
This race was originally scheduled to go 46 laps. NASCAR is now showing we will go to lap 48.
Kyle Larson coming onto the pit lane to get some fresh tires. Let's go to Heather DeBoe.
And as I mentioned before, he did have some flat spots, so he wanted to come in and address that issue. But he just told his team, I can't compete with the guys in front of me. I can't compete with the guys behind me. So we need to pit and set me up with some adjustments to hopefully get better. And as he leaves pit road right now.
I think also Ty Gibbs made a dash down pit road. Should be in front of Brett McMillan.
And Riley Herbst has come in. He's going to go ahead and get a four-tire change and a track bar adjustment. They're taking care of that right now. And now to the left side. Everything's going well in this stop so far as they're finishing up. Drop the car, and he heads back out.
Riley Herbst there. My mistake. Ty Gibbs and Riley Herbst's paint schemes almost look identical sometimes. So my bad on that. But Shane Van Gisbergen, Mark, he's going to have to fight if he wants to get his first Xfinity win in just his fifth start. He was one of the favorites we were talking about today as a possibility of a driver that could win both the Xfinity race and the Cup race. But he's going to have to battle two of the other drivers that we talked about that could do that also.
Yeah, we look pretty good after making that prediction.
Amazing.
In the pre-race show.
Yeah.
After 40 years, we might know what we're talking
about.
Well,
A.J. Allmendinger rides second. Ty Gibbs is third. Either one of those guys could win this race, and I think either one of them could back it up tomorrow, too.
Absolutely. For Shane Van Gisbergen, Doug, I think it's about turn one. Allmendinger and Gibbs cannot lose contact with him. They've got to get on him in a hurry. And again, we've seen these guys kind of rough each other up already today. Could happen again as we go back down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brett McMillan.
Mark, interesting that you would say it's all about turn one because Shane Van Gisbergen and one of his spotters, they have a couple of them here at the racetrack, they've had a long discussion about whether he should take the left side or the right side on the restart. The left side becomes the inside when they get to the top of turn one. The spotter feels like if he stayed on the left side that he can block the left side, nobody can undercut him. Van Gisbergen says, well, you know, if I go to the right side, then I get a better boost coming off the hill when I come down the hill. So there's a real debate going on back and forth between the two of them, whether he should take the left side and cut people off or take the right side and get a boost coming off the hill. But the concern then is that people get inside of him, then they can pull out and drift out to the outside and cut him off there and then put him on the wrong side going down into turns 2, 3, and 4. So it's going to be interesting to see what the decision is made. I mean, this Van Gisbergen, as the spotter says, hey, you're the road course guy. You know, you can do it better than I do, so just go with what makes you comfortable.
Okay, this is NASCAR. I'm going on the left side because eight tires trying to make a left-hand turn up there in turn one going to be better than four.
Be curious to see how this plays out. It looks like the lights are off on that Toyota GR Supra pace car, and we should be going back to work here shortly at Circuit of the Americas, as Mark told you a moment ago. Join us tomorrow when we're back here for the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix, 2:30 Eastern Time for the Cup Stars.
And Gisbergen has chosen the left-hand lane, the inside line, which will give him the inside line in turn one. Ty Gibbs goes to his outside. Row two, inside Allmendinger, outside Kligerman, and then inside of road number three, it's going to be Austin Hill.
So the field is coming around. The next time they'll come back, they will take the green flag, and it will be two laps to go. A green, white, checkered finish seems appropriate here today at Circuit of the Americas. It's been a really entertaining race. I know there's going to be a lot of discussion about all the penalties handed out. But, Brad Gilley, I don't think you can argue with the action that we've seen here today.
No, I would agree. There's been some great racing because we've had a lot of drivers keeping each other honest, especially the teammates with Shane Van Gisbergen and with A.J. Allmendinger, just how hard they've been racing here today, and it's going to be even more interesting to watch on this restart. As Mark had mentioned, Van Gisbergen's going to be lined up on the inside when they hit the start finish line and in the Geico restart zone. Ty Gibbs on his outside, but with AJ Allmendinger right behind Van Gisbergen, who gets the better launch? Who gets to go quicker? That's going to be fun to see. And Pat Patterson, I know as they're lined up behind that GR Super Pace car, what's the personality look like up front?
Well, I got to tell you, don't sleep on where Parker Kligerman is in this lineup in that second row with A.J. Allmendinger. And don't take for a minute that Ty Gibbs wants to do anything more than get real physical here on this restart. So I got to tell you, Brad, anything can happen when they get to the top of that hill in a minute.
Two questions about to be answered here. Number one, obviously, who wins the Focused Health 250? The other, is this going to be the final restart of the race? The Toyota GR Super Pace car has the field in tow. Up front on the inside, it'll be Shane Van Gisbergen. To his outside, a very hungry Ty Gibbs. Remember, Ty Gibbs started this race at the back. He has worked his way all the way toward the front, and he wants this pretty bad, but so does SVG. The GR Super Pace car is going to pull off of the racetrack onto pit road. Guys, we're about to hit the Geico restart zone.
And that restart zone is at the exit of turn 20, which is a 90-degree left-hander, and the field is ready to get back at it. Green-white checkered here today at COTA. Shane Van Gisbergen to the inside, to his outside, sweeps Ty Gibbs.
Steering, braking, shifting, all come into play. Three wide, coming up the hill for the race lead. Van Gisbergen to the left. Now four wide as Austin Hill gets involved. Ty Gibbs is there. So is A.J. Allmendinger. They sweep to the outside. Who leads into turn number two? It remains to be seen.
They shuffle against single files. Shane Van Gisbergen takes the lead for now, but hot in pursuit. Austin Hill as they enter turn number three. Hill right behind Van Gisbergen. Sam Mayer's gone to third as Parker Klingerman cuts the course. It gets pushed out of line in that fourth spot. Van Gisbergen continues to lead this hungry pack of cars.
Shane Van Gisbergen making the left turn, going up toward the hill to the freshly cleaned turn eight. This has been a tough spot for some drivers. Make a mistake here, but Shane Van Gisbergen gets through fine. It's Austin Hill and Sam Mayer in third, trying to get to second place.
Shane Van Gisbergen survived the restart, but can now he hold off a couple drivers hungry for a race win that we haven't talked a lot about today. The battle is for second as Sam Mayer is all over the back of Austin Hill. He'll give him a shot right in the bumper. In fact, it's going to throw off the momentum for Sam Mayer. That's going to open the door for Parker Klingerman. Mayer's going to move him all the way to driver's left as they stack up and crash at the rear of the field. It's a multiple car accident. Looks like big hits for the 98 machine of Riley Herbst. But Pat, what's it look like down in 12?
Well, here comes Van Gisbergen, but he has got a mirror full of that number 21 car of Austin Hill. How hard will Hill chase up the hill into three now? Caution flag is on the racetrack, so everything's going to slow down. We're going to reset it all again.
And that fluid is being put down by Riley Herbst, the heavily damaged number 98 machine out on the race course. Also involved out there was Ryan Ellis and a couple of other cars. As Nick Yeoman said, a lot of cars involved in this, and that's going to bring out the yellow again. Leland Honeyman Jr. also with a lot of damage on his number 42 machine.
Riley Herbst's car is mangled. That car is absolutely destroyed. The front end of it buckled. The hood has gone up high enough to block the windshield. And Shane Van Gisbergen, he didn't use eight tires to get around turn one. He used 12. He just took Allmendinger and Gibbs and swept them out towards Austin City limits, if you will.
He shoved them into the cheap seats, but it was a good move. I mean, it was the only play he really had by starting inside, as we have watched the replay of this crash a couple of times involving Danny Kivett and also the 42 machine of Leland Honeyman Jr. Ryan Ellis was brought up into that along with Riley Herbst.
Man, Riley Herbst got hit very hard by Ryan Ellis. He was spinning after getting hit in the back end. He's crossing the racetrack. Ellis, nowhere to go, just nailed him as the Herbst car came around facing the wrong way, got hit pretty much head on.
And that's going to be a prolonged caution because Riley Herbst got back out on the racetrack and he dumped a lot of fluid out of that race car. So this is going to be a lengthy cleanup, and we're going to have another restart here. I'm curious if NASCAR might be thinking about possibly red flagging here.
So again, Riley Herbst now going to the safety vehicles. He climbed out okay. Tough break for him, Doug. He came into the race fourth in points and had a fairly decent start to the year. This one's going to leave a mark just a bit.
Yep, it's a big crash here, the biggest of the day, and just our fourth yellow flag of the day. Only the second one for cause. The other two were for stage break endings. And Shane Van Gisbergen still being shown as the leader, a new second-place car. Austin Hill and Parker Klingerman. And A.J. Allmendinger got booted all the way back to fifth, and Ty Gibbs down to seventh.
He can't be happy. Even though Shane Van Gisbergen is his teammate, I mean, Van Gisbergen went in there, and I mean, he took them way outside, carried them completely past the rumble strips.
Well, Mark, I don't need to defend Shane Van Gisbergen. I think, though, it was not an illegitimate move at that point.
No, again, he's protecting the left side. He needs to make sure they don't get a big run around him on the outside. And I think that if you switch spots, AJ does the same thing. If you switch with Ty Gibbs is going to do the same thing.
Rob, you had the best view of all this on the restart there.
Well, I think describing turn number one may help some of our listeners to understand just why this actually transpired. The outside of the racetrack in turn one is literally a little bit more than, or just a little bit less than a half circle, so it's completely rounded. The inside of turn number one comes to a point. It just goes straight and then a point and then straight again, headed back down toward turn number two. So what happens if you're on the inside and you get to that point that marks the inside of turn number one, you have no place to go but to drift to the outside. So in Van Gisbergen's defense, he did exactly what he had to do. He had to protect that bottom lane because Austin Hill decided he was going to go even lower than Shane did. And in that process then, that meant that Van Gisbergen had no place to go and nothing to do except squeeze those other two to the outside.
Okay.
And we watched the replay a couple of times, and we're hearing now that A.J. Allmendinger is going to get a penalty because he cut the course.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, after leading 20 laps today, he is the lap leader so far. Looks like A.J. be sent to the back of the pack here, and Shane Van Gisbergen has led 18 laps. It's been a race dominated by the colleague Chevrolet, so together they have led 38 laps out of the 46 that we have ran here so far. So it's been a pretty good day here for colleague racing.
And Austin Hill, Doug, is smack dab in the middle of a chance to win his third race in the opening five here on the Xfinity Series in 2024. He won back-to-back at Daytona and Atlanta. Of course, John Hunter Nemechek won at Vegas. Chandler Smith with a dominant win at Phoenix. But Austin Hill, he's been there in the top five all day, but hasn't shown anything to go up there and fight with Gibbs or Allmendinger or Larson or Shane Van Gisbergen. But he was very aggressive in turn one on that restart, fought his way up to that number two spot. He doesn't have a whole lot to lose either.
You know, I'm looking at another car that has moved way up through the pack. I don't think he's got a chance to win it. But Kyle Larson, remember, he came in during the first caution for cause today and pitted because he said, my tires are flat spotted, they're junk, I need new ones. He has fought his way from the back of the pack all the way up to 13th, and I got a feeling he might pick up a few more spots before it's all over.
NASCAR now showing us where the violation came for A.J. Allmendinger on the track limits. And again, Doug, also take a look at Sam Mayer. He won three road races last year. And there he is. His car's all beat to pieces, but he's currently running in the fourth spot as we go back down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brett McMillan.
Hi, here with Bruce Slicker, who's the crew chief for Shane Van Gisbergen. How are your nerves right now?
Shot is the only word I got for that. Man, that's dead dude so good behind the wheel of a road course car. So I like our odds here. Just need to get this thing finished. So.
It's interesting to listen to the debate, whether to restart on the left side or the right side. Left side seemed to work. Do you think that's the best move again?
I don't want to give our cards away, but probably.
Good luck rest of the way, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
That's Bruce Slicker. He's the crew chief, but you heard him say his nerves are pretty much shot. Wendy Venturini.
I have two takers on pit road. It's going to be Ty Gibbs, who said they had fallen back to seventh. They might as well come in and take tires. Also coming down pit road, A.J. Allmendinger. He had fallen back to the fifth spot, and they needed to save fuel. Heather DeBow.
And Dustin Allgaier also in on my end. There was some discussion on whether or not they could make it on fuel, but the team opted now would be the time to pit. There's still a few different laps and sections we can maybe make it up on these guys, so they came down as well for service.
I think if we go another round, Mark, Shane Van Gisbergen is going to be in a precarious position because you've had some good cars come in and get fresh tires, Kyle Larson being one of them. Ty Gibbs just came in. I think Ty may be so far out of this he can't get back in time. But every time there's a caution, that hurts Shane Van Gisbergen's chances.
Could find himself in a pickle here at the end. Remember, Jesse Love at Atlanta dominates and dominates and dominates and didn't get enough fuel, didn't have enough fuel to make it through, what, the second overtime period, ran out of fuel and lost the race. You can't pit. You gotta, you know, you're leading the thing. You gotta go for it. And right now, Shane Van Gisbergen could find himself in that same position.
A curious ending here shaping up today at the end of this particular event. The Focused Health 250 back to more tomorrow with a lot more action in the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix for the NASCAR Cup Series, which we covered qualifying today.
William Byron, the pole sitter. Ty Gibbs will share the front row. Tyler Reddick, Christopher Bell, row two. Row three in that race tomorrow is going to be Corey LaJoie. He was the big upset guy here in qualifying today. Ross Chastain, sixth. Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, the top ten. You look down through there, and you're looking, and you're looking, and there, way down at the bottom, you're going to find Joey Logano, 35th. That was a big surprise.
Joey Logano struggling mightily here at the start of this season. We'll be talking about that a little bit more tomorrow. They're going to choose the next time by as we're once again getting down to running out of laps here, and the sun continues to set a little bit more. We're going to get done before dark, but still, just thought we'd throw a little drama in there.
Well, you say that now.
I do say that now. It takes a long time to run a caution lap at this place. 3.4 miles when you're out there just kind of chugging around. We'll wait. The next time by, it'll be two to go.
The pit road speed today, by the way, is, as I look at it, I had it right here a second ago, just kind of fell off my screen. But I believe it's 30 miles an hour, pace car running 40, that kind of thing. So it does take a long time to get around.
And we're watching right now. Pat Patterson, you got an eyeball on the pace car out there?
Just barely, because you can barely see it for blowing all the kitty litter around that they're trying to clean up everything at, back over in that area. A lot of oil on the racetrack and a lot of oil along where they've tried to drag the cars that were involved in all of that. But nevertheless, yes, the pace car is right up in front of me right now, and it looks like that they have made their choices as to how this group is going to line up and restart here. They're trying to get all of the safety equipment back to where it safely needs to be, but the lights are off on the pace car as they come around turn number 12 now. Everybody forming up, and I think they're going to get all of the safety equipment out of the way, but Shane Van Gisbergen up here has got a real chore in front of him, as he's going to have Sam Mayer to his outside. Parker Kligerman is right there. Austin Hill in that second row as we get lined up for what might be the final restart of this race. Sage Karam also in the middle of this. And I'll tell you, Brad Gilley, you got to wonder at this point, especially when they get back on the backstretch again with all of that stuff that got blown around over there, what's in their minds. But you know Van Gisbergen is going to go for it for all he's got.
Yeah, I would agree, Pat. It's probably going to be a big cloud back there for sure. Speaking of clouds, they're covering the sun right now. About 15 minutes ago, it dropped probably a good 10 to 15 degrees here at COTA. Not sure what kind of a issue or what that will do to the race cars out there on the racetrack, but we do know we have a new Geico restart zone just out of turn number 20, and I'm sure we're about to find out once again whether that was a good idea to move it back the way that they did. Right now, they are stacked up behind that Toyota GR Super Pace car. Shane Van Gisbergen will restart on the inside of Sam Mayer. Then you've got Austin Hill and Parker Kligerman. Those are a couple of affiliated teammates. Austin Hill with Richard Childress Racing, Parker Kligerman with Big Machine Racing. They're all up there on that campus in Welcome, North Carolina. The Toyota GR Supra headed down to pit road. We're about to hit the Geico restart zone.
Two laps to go here at Circuit of the Americas. That's a total of 40 turns to decide who goes away with the trophy here today at Circuit of the Americas. Green flag is out. Shane Van Gisbergen gets the jump on the one machine of Sam Mayer.
Van Gisbergen goes all the way to the pit wall, coming up the hill into turn number one. They're four wide entering the corner. Brakes hard on the binders is Austin Hill. He'll go to the inside of Van Gisbergen. He'll shove him to the outside. Looks like Austin Hill may have the race lead off of turn two.
He indeed does. Coming out of two and down the hill, Van Gisbergen is too wide with Sage Karam for second as Austin Hill is pulling away. But a two-car length lead as cars are making contact to the S's but staying straight. In fact, Jesse Love has to shoot the gap there and go out of the track limits. Austin Hill of the lead.
Austin Hill leads into my section for the first time, makes a left as he heads toward the up the hill toward turn eight, which was just freshly cleaned, so we'll cut it tight and gets through turn eight up the hill with Shane Van Gisbergen in hot pursuit and the 26 just behind him.
Sage Karam had that second spot, but he didn't keep it for very long. Shane Van Gisbergen motored his way, muscled his way by. They're fanning out behind the leaders, going two or three wide. In fact, Kyle Larson's going to go three wide, trying to take the fifth spot away from Parker Kligerman and Sam Mayer. He's going to do that. But it's Austin Hill, your race leader, moving to driver's left. But Shane Van Gisbergen is starting to close. Pat, the advantage is about six car lengths here in the closing lap.
How hard will Van Gisbergen drive in? 10 to 12 here to get to the bumper of Austin Hill. He's coming in hard and tight, and right now he'll be about a half a car length back. Can't make a move. Sage Karam gets outmaneuvered now. He'll lose the third spot. Meanwhile, the battle up front. Here comes Van Gisbergen, a half a car length back on the 21 of Austin Hill. Hill now will lead him into turn number 15. A half a car length back is Van Gisbergen as they race to the bridge and race for the win.
Underneath the Echo Park Automotive Bridge, here comes Big Country Austin Hill. He is losing that lead right now to Shane Van Gisbergen. The gap less than a car length now as they head downhill toward turn number 19. Austin Hill able to gap him just a little bit. Hard left turn right here. Van Gisbergen now right on his back bumper. They're going to hit the left-hander in the front stretch.
As they work their way through that left-hander, they're going to have one more lap here at the Circuit of the Americas. Right on the back bumper of Austin Hill, Shane Van Gisbergen chases him across the start-finish line back to turn number one.
Van Gisbergen lost the race lead in turn number one. Could he get it back in the exact same spot? Austin Hill very wide into the turn. That allows him to keep the lead through turn number one. Van Gisbergen goes to his left. They head downhill into two. Now that hard right-hander.
And Van Gisbergen takes way more speed down the hill. He looks to the right side of Austin Hill's car. They get almost too wide, but get back into line there as they go into turn number four. Van Gisbergen all over Hill. Hill making that car wide through the S's and maintaining the track limits here. Final time. He is knocking on the door, Van Gisbergen is.
Hill still in the lead as he makes the left turn up the hill toward turn eight. Shane Van Gisbergen in pursuit. This has been one of his best corners throughout the day. Gets to the bumper but can't quite make any contact with Austin Hill as they go down the hill for the final time.
Out of turn number 10, Austin Hill is not buckled under the pressure, but this is now a three-car race for the lead. Shane Van Gisbergen is there, but here comes Kyle Larson with those fresh Goodyear tires. He is all over the back bumper of Shane Van Gisbergen, but Van Gisbergen has got a nice charge out of turn 11. He's trying to run down Austin Hill. Hill moves to driver's left. He's going to protect the inside, and he's going to hold that spot, Pat, as they head to UN12.
It's Austin Hill out front. Here comes Van Gisbergen, but new tires on Young Money's car as he dives into turn number 12. Can Kyle Larson make a move? Can he move Van Gisbergen out and catch the 21 car as they come up into 13? Once again, Hill driving masterfully to the outside. Van Gisbergen right on his bumper. Kyle Larson right on Van Gisbergen's button. Down they button into turn 15. Brad, it's going to be anybody's race off of 15. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen, but it's Kyle Larson making the pass.
Best thing for Austin Hill right now? Well, the worst thing now, because Kyle Larson actually just took the lead away. Austin Hill now running in the second spot. Shane Van Gisbergen's dropped down to third on fresh tires. Turn number 19, the left-hand corner. Kyle Larson now able to pull away from the field. The final battle is for second.
Kyle Larson will make the race-winning pass on the last lap as he gets around Shane Van Gisbergen. It's Kyle Larson winning here at the Circuit of the Americas. Shane Van Gisbergen will hang on and get second. At third place, we'll go to Austin Hill.
Looks like Hill and, yeah, Dan Gisbergen. Wow, the only lap that Kyle Larson led was the one that counted. He gets the win in the Focused Health 250. We'll come back for post-race interviews and a final rundown.
Bundling and saving with GEICO is an easy choice, so you're free to ponder life's big questions, like, what's the best animal in the world if not humans? I'd strongly consider ducks to be somewhere up there on the list. Think about it. Ducks can swim, ducks can fly, and ducks can walk on land. They have access to all terrains. They are the ultimate animal. And they wiggle their butts when they walk, which is funny. Yeah, ducks are awesome. End of story. Bundling and saving with GEICO. It's an easy choice.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Cleaning your fuel system can help your engine run better and improve gas mileage. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up a bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner on sale now. Buy one, get one free, plus get two times O Rewards points. Just add it to your tank during your next fill-up. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Victory Burnout being held by Kyle Larson after he wins here at COTA. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, I like to work on my own vehicle, but I need some parts. Can you help me out?
For do-it-yourselfers, we can get any part for any Ford, Mercury, or Lincoln vehicle.
We can take care of you. If we don't have it in stock, we can get it in one day for you. So if you need parts to fix your Ford, your Lincoln, your Mercury, come and see us. Tom Heffernan, the parts distributor in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, will take care of you from start to finish. Come and see me, 48 years in a corner, where cars and trucks like eggs, they're cheaper in the country.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osteoplastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osteoplastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osteoplastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osteoplastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Kyle Larson comes away with the win here today in the Focus Health 250 at COTA. By the way, the last commercial-free laps brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Mark, a lot of drama on that last lap. You thought for a second there Shane Van Gisbergen might have it, but the way that Kyle Larson was charging on the fresh tires, just too much.
Well, Gisbergen opened the door wide. He got into Hilt, carried Hill high. And again, if it was just those two, he'd have been fine. But there was Larson right there, fresh tires, able to pounce, drive to the inside. 15th career Xfinity Series win for Kyle Larson, his second on a road course when it comes to that series. And Doug, since 2018, he's only made 13 Xfinity Series starts, now has won 7 of those 13.
So when he shows up, he's in the mix, and now he has a chance to win both the Xfinity race and the Cup race. I think he'll be one of the folks we'll be looking at tomorrow. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
Well, John Hunter Nemechek is out of the car and doing a quick debrief, and I tell you what, it was an adventure of a day for you. How in the world did you end up at fourth?
I don't know. I don't know how we ended up fourth. Just perseverance, long day. Driver made too many mistakes. Got caught cutting the S's, sped on pit road, pit penalty, I think. I don't know, a lot. So driver didn't execute well, but we ended up fourth. So solid day, solid finish, I should say. Just made it through the mayhem, and we're able to attack those last few restarts and come on fourth. So thank you to Dial, Hinkle, Priscilla, Snuggle, everyone that's on this Toyota GR Supra, and appreciate everything that Toyota TRD, Joe Gibbs Racing does. Some great experience for me for tomorrow, so looking forward to going to run the Cup race here tomorrow afternoon.
All right, John Hunter Nemechek coming in fourth today. He's not quite sure how he got there, but you know what? He'll take the experience and be happy with it.
It was an adventure.
It was.
John Hunter Nemechek.
And I've got to admit, Mark, when I looked up and I heard Brett talking to John Hunter Nemechek, I'm going like, where did he come from? We didn't talk about that car throughout the day. Let's check in now with Wendy Venturini.
Shane Van Gisbergen, just climbing out of the car. The hood completely caved in. You were going for broke. Did you know that Kyle Larson was so close there?
Yeah, I saw him coming. But, yeah, Austin kind of run through me at turn one, so I was just trying to get him back there. But, yeah, once I got into Austin, I just couldn't get a turn, so... And then Kyle snuck through, so bit of a shame, but yeah, gave it a good crack. WeatherTech Camaro was awesome, and just couldn't quite get there.
What did you need differently?
No green-white checkers at the end. It was looking pretty good, and then the yellow come out, and I was just trying to manage, learn, and I got better at them, but just got driven through, I guess.
All right, thank you. That's Shane Van Gisbergen, who finishes second here at Circuit of the Americas. Brett McMillan.
Here with Austin Hill, man alive. Take me through that final restart. Looked like you might have had this thing because you took the lead a little aggressive there, weren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I have to watch the replay back. I'm not sure. Not sure how much I got into the one or into the 97 getting into one, but I know he started wheel hopping. He slid up the track. Then that I was able to pounce, take the lead there, and then trying to run the best laps I can for those final two. I thought I was doing everything right. Just didn't want to overdrive the corner, but also wanted to push it hard. And they were getting through the stadium section from 13 to 16 really well all day, and that was kind of one of the areas I struggled with a little bit. Think more of driver, just trying to figure out how to get through that section. But thought I protected really well getting into 15, and the next thing you know, I got ran over. I mean, obviously our bumpers caved in. The 97's nose is all caved in, so obviously he wasn't planning on making the corner, and that allowed the 17 to win. So at least the 17 won the race, and not the 97. So we'll keep fighting. I mean, we've started the season off really great, top five in all of them. So what more can you ask for, except for a win?
Hey, he's got two wins, a second. All right, let's see. Two wins, a third, and two fourths. Wendy Vittorini.
A lot of words were just broken out between Parker Kligerman and Sage Karam. They were in each other's faces. Nothing was thrown, no punches or anything, but did cause a little bit of a ruckus. Cole Custer and I were watching that. Cole Custer, who comes home fifth here at Circuit of the Americas. I feel like you battled back a lot throughout this race and used strategy on pit road to your advantage.
Yeah, kind of. It was a trying day for sure. I mean, we overall just kind of struggled a little bit. We were probably a 5th to 10th place car, and then we got spun by the 8. I don't know what happened there, but our guys did a great job. Our pit crew, I mean, they were killing it on pit road. We got some stage points, battled our way back through, and just kind of raced smart, tried to. I mean, everybody's beating and banging so much. I mean, it's just a mess out there, but overall, I mean, we held our own, and can't thank Haas Animation and Gene Haas enough. We wanted a trophy today, but we're going to have to work on it a little bit more to try and get our stuff better. We just got to keep working at it. But this weekend wasn't what we expected, but we'll move on to the next one and get it better.
All right, that's Cole Custer. He comes home fifth.
All right, thanks a lot there, Wendy Venturini. We'll catch up with the race winner, Kyle Larson, in just a moment. I think we can go ahead and take you through a full field rundown. Kyle Larson wins it. Shane Van Gisbergen second. Third is Austin Hill. John Hunter Nemechek fourth. Fifth is Cole Custer. Parker Kligerman is sixth. Jesse Love seventh. Austin Green wound up finishing eighth today. Nice run for him. Chandler Smith was ninth, and Sam Mayer was tenth.
11th, A.J. Allmendinger. Parker Retzlaff, 12th. 13th, Anthony Alfredo. Justin Allgaier, 14th. Ryan Sieg was 15th. 16th, Brennan Poole. Brandon Jones, 17th. Sage Karam, he got punted out of the top 10. Ran there all day. Got punted at the end. Winds up 18th. Brad Perez, 19th. R.C. Enerson, 20th.
21st to Jeremy Clements, Leland Honeyman Jr., 22nd. 23rd is Danny Kivett. Blaine Perkins is 24th. Haley Deegan wound up 25th. Ty Gibbs all the way back to 26th. 27th today goes to Patrick Gallagher. Alex LeBay was 28th. 29th, Kyle Weatherman. Jeb Burton finished 30th.
Josh Balicki, 31st. Sheldon Creed, 32nd. 33rd, Ryan Ellis. Ellis did not finish this race. Neither did the rest of these drivers. Riley Herbst winds up 34th, 35th. Ed Jones, Sammy Smith in 36th. Ty Dillon, 37th. And hard luck Josh Williams in 38th.
Josh Williams, who wasn't able to practice or qualify, didn't get to turn around a lot of laps here today at Circuit of the Americas. The race won by Kyle Larson. We'll catch up with Kyle here as NASCAR setting up its makeshift victory lane down on the front stretch here today at Circuit of the Americas. One more time, we'll tell you, we'll be back tomorrow with our pre-race show starting at 2:30 Eastern, and we should drop the green flag at around 3:45. Let's check in now with Victory Lane with Heather DeBow.
And Kyle Larson, your winner here at Circuit of the Americas, getting a Gatorade shower from his team. Now, Kyle, you have to take us back through that last restart. I know you kind of were in the catbird seat, so did you expect to have to be able to make a move there between those two fighting each other for the win?
Well, I was just hoping everything was going to go well through one and two, or not one and two, but turns one, because I restarted fifth row to the right, and I was able to get clear down and they all kind of washed up. I think there's a couple cars that spun off of turn one, couple that spun through the S's, and then, came out, I think, like fifth in turn, 11 or so, and just worked forward from there. So, I had a tire advantage, but, I was just going to try and be patient with it. You know, there's 20 corners here, so it's easy to get too excited and you push things too hard. So, and I knew that the 21 had shoved the 97 through turn one, or at least I thought he did anyways. And the 97 was really good. So I was like, man, he's going to get back to him, and maybe it'll just work out for me. And it did. So if not for them getting together in 16, I wouldn't have had a shot to win, I don't think. I mean, there's still a handful of corners left, but it would have been tough. So, yeah, it was wild. I don't think I've really, necessarily won a stock car race that way. You know, I feel like I'm always the guy on the other end that's getting shoved out of the way and losing. So it all kind of just fell into my lap, and feels great. So to get the 17 car in victory lane for Rick and Linda, I just got off the phone with Rick and Linda. They're both super, super happy. So it was great to hear from them. And this whole bunch too, they've worked really hard to to try and get this thing in victory lane, and they've just come up short time and time again. So huge thank you to Greg Ives, everybody at Hendrick Motorsports, and
hey, Coop.
And yeah, cool having the family here as well.
Congratulations, enjoy this one.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Heather DeBow. Victory Lane brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Bundle today at progressive.com. And we have a big story developing here at the end of this race, Wendy Venturini.
Yes, I'm with Chris Rice, the team president for Colic Racing, who has some news to update us that he just received from NASCAR. Chris?
Yeah, I guess they're saying Shane cut the course. I guess I got to go back and watch it and see. Finished 28th, but you know what? That doesn't affect how we raced. You know, it's we dominated the race all day today, and we look at activity. We don't look at results. That's other people controlling it, you know, not us. So Shane done a great job. AJ done a wonderful job getting our cars back where they needed to be. I got to give all this credit to AJ, and, man, sorry for Josh Williams. He just cannot catch a break, so. Yeah, so I guess Shane cut the course, gave him a 30-second penalty, 28th. They said AJ cut the course before that. I think he probably ended up 10th or 11th. So, hey, we're Colic Racing. We keep digging. Activity was good. That's what matters.
All right, thanks for your time. That's Chris Rice with the news from NASCAR that Shane Van Gisbergen has received a penalty on that last lap and has relegated him. Chris said 28th, but it could be 32nd, but I believe it's 28th, guys.
NASCAR told us it was 28th. Mark, 30-second penalty. I wonder where that happened in conjunction to when the pass was made. Even if he had held on and Kyle Larson finishes second with that 30-second penalty,
wow,
they would have had to have taken a win away as opposed to a second-place finish.
They used up a lot of real estate on that last lap that wasn't part of the race course. Inside and outside, banging on each other, they used a lot of racetrack then some.
Will that be the story tomorrow, Mark? Are we going to be talking about penalties for shortcutting the racetrack?
I think we're going to have drivers will have that very much on their mind, Doug. They are